Imagine that you are very, very relaxed. For a moment, draw your attention to your feet. Notice if there's anything tense in them. And on your next inhale, prepare to release any tension on the exhale. Your feet are now relaxing and feel very, very light. Now move your attention up to your calves. And on your inhale, gather up any tension that's in them. And on the exhale, release that tension. It might feel a little bit light, and that's good. Continue up to your knees. Again, breathe in, gathering up any tension, and on your exhale, release that tension. Do the same for your thighs. Breathe in, gathering up your tension, and on the exhale, releasing any and all tension you might feel in your thighs. And now move your attention up to your lower torso. As you breathe in, gather up any and all tension you might have there. And on the release, let go of any tension as you feel your body getting more and more liquid, deeper and deeper relaxed. Good. And now draw your attention to your chest and your shoulder area. And as you breathe in, gather in all the tension, and on your exhale, release any and all tension you might feel. And as you do so, you get deeper and deeper relaxed. And now we draw attention to both of our arms. And as we breathe in, we gather any tension we might feel, and on the exhale, we release all tension in our arms and our hands so that they feel liquid and heavy and light. Liquid and heavy and light. And now draw your attention to your neck area. What do you feel? As you breathe in, gather up any and all tension in your neck region. And on the exhale, release any tension so that you feel so deeply relaxed you could melt into the chair. And now the last place that we will draw attention to is our head. And I would like you to please draw your attention to your head. And on your inhale, gather up any and all tension you might feel in your head. And now release it with your breath on the exhale, getting more and more liquid, more and more relaxed, and more centered and light. And as you notice yourself so relaxed and centered, you realize that you are in a hammock on a beautiful tropical desert island. It is the early evening. And as you sit there, a constant and steady warm breeze comes in off the water, gently massaging you and rocking you fro and to in the beautiful hammock. You feel very effortless, very light, and very, very peaceful. But as you become aware of your surroundings, you open your eyes and look out past the beach to the water. The water looks magnificently still, even though there is this beautiful breeze. And off over the horizon is a full, luxurious moon, quite large, that casts a golden light upon the water, coming in your direction. It is truly an idyllic evening and truly a place of peace. The moon is so full and offers so much light that the beach is gently lighted. You can see whatever you need to see. And as your eyes get adjusted to the surroundings, and you feel the warm, fine, white sand in your toes, you realize off to your left is a beautiful staircase. And it is unusual, as it sits above the water, and it looks as if it's made of white marble, and it also has gold inlays along the sides, which make it even more beautiful. You are drawn to this curious set of stairs, which seems to float in the air, but the first step is very accessible to you, and so you decide to go on and step on it, for you think to yourself, this is probably not even possible. But as you step to the first step, you notice the staircase is very, very solid. And so you move to the first step, feeling very good about yourself. There's also something about being on this marble alabaster staircase that makes you feel really, really good. It draws you further to go higher. And so you step upon the second step, feeling as you do so slightly lighter, calmer, and more centered than before. You're noticing that your body is becoming less dense. You step to the third step, and up you go, as beautiful as you go there, and you start to feel more breeze in your hair, and your clothing starts to fly upon your body, and you notice that you're becoming lighter and lighter still. And so now you move up to the fourth step, and each step seems so easy. It's almost as if you're flying from step 3 to 4. Now to step 5, remembering to breathe. You look back down at the shore, and it looks very far away, farther than you thought. But you're not concerned, because the staircase calls to you, and you turn and look to step 6. It looks farther away than you can step to, but an interesting thing happens when you lift your right leg. You are left and lifted from step 5 to step 6 as if it drew you up through a beam of energy. And there you sit on step 6, lighter than before, feeling very happy indeed. There's something very right about this journey higher. And so now step 7 is effortless. You simply lift your left leg, and there you go, flying to step 7. Although it looks impossible, you are becoming lighter and also more and more transparent as your physical body is being transformed to your energy body. And the more you transform, the better you feel. Soon you are curious to move to step 9, and you lift your leg, and up you go, flying there almost, feeling better and even more unique. You decide to go to step 10, and you just slightly jump, and up you fly to step 10. By the time you get to step 10, you are simply a light being. Whatever you were on the shore has been left behind. You have fully transitioned to your being of light, your light beingness self, and it feels really good. You're really happy to be here. In front of you is a doorway. It's a unique doorway, unique to you. You've never seen a door that is so ornate, so chiseled in gold, with fancy details, and symbols and signs that look like a language you've never seen or spoken before. Your doorway is sort of spinning on its own axis, and as it moves round and round, there's nothing behind the door that you can tell. But yet when the doorway is in front of you and flat, there's a light that shines from inside. So this doorway is a doorway to another dimension, a totally new place. And when we open the doorway, we are going to find behind it something very unique and special for us that has to do with the spiritual dimension that we are now entering. And so I ask you, stop the door from spinning and tell it to settle down in front of you. I'll be silent for a moment while you give your door its instruction. Good. Notice how your door has now anchored itself firmly in front of you. Notice that along the ridge of the door, the edge of the doorway, if you will, there is a light that is shining through. It is rather unique, you think, to have a door that seems to present an entrance to some other world, but yet when you look behind it, all you see is space. You are very curious. You would like to open this door. So you go to the door and you turn the handle to the right. Go there now and turn your handle. Good. You do notice, as soon as doing that, the door creaks inward slightly. And so you think to yourself, it seems benevolent enough. I'm very curious. Let me push the door open. And you do. All you need is touch the door slightly, and it seems to open of its own accord. Wow, all that golden white light, you think. And it feels so good, whatever is pushing out on you. You decide to walk into the light, and you do. Step over the doorway and go into the white light. And notice now you cannot see anything except for the white light for a moment. Indulge yourself in this bath of white light, feeling how beautiful it feels and how much love is in this light for you. And as you get used to the light, you start to see around you. The first thing you see are intelligent light beings. These are your spiritual resources. These are advanced beings of higher frequencies that work with you on your life and your spiritual evolution. These are your doorkeepers. These are the wisdom keepers. These are the ones you speak to from your soul when you connect inside. Say hello to your spiritual resources now. Notice what they're saying to you. And now you are ready to take the next step for the exercise that you are doing. Get ready now to continue your dialogue with the spirit world. You are now in what is called heaven, and you are about to experience something quite extraordinary. Namaste.